Hello, this is Lincoln Ray, reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. From the front page, today's smile. Olivia Porter of Ashcombe is smiling after earning the Reserve Grand Champion Overall Master Showman title at the Illinois State Fair, August 14th. She is the daughter of Eric and Misha Porter and Jared Finnegan. 66 livestock exhibitors competed for the Master Showmanship title. The exhibitors, winners of their respective 4-H county contests, showcased skills and knowledge of animal husbandry at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. This competition invites 4-H members ages 14 to 18 years to display their showmanship skills across three species, beef, sheep, and swine. Old Settlers Talent Show winners announced. The annual Old Settlers event was conducted in Cisna Park this past weekend. There were many activities throughout the weekend. One of those was the talent show, which always draws a crowd. Winners in the junior division this year are Lily Rogers of Cisna Park with a vocal solo. Third, Isaac Heaton of Cisna Park with a piano solo. Second, and Charity Kidwell and Olivia Hall of Loda with a vocal duet with guitar, first. Winners in the senior division this year are Andrea Martinez of Gilman with a vocal solo, third. Addison Tipsword of Cisna Park with a vocal solo, second. And Paige Miller of Danforth with a vocal solo, first. Schroeder Updates CUSD number 249 Board by Kim Rabe for the Times Republic. Board of Ed President Steve Massey called the August 17th meeting of Crescent Iroquois Community Unit School District number 249 to order at 7 p.m. and led the Pledge of Allegiance. Secretary Becky Dirks took roll call with all members present. Candy Butzo, Aaron Hamilton, Lee Medina, Mallory Redeker, Tim Coleman, Massey, and Dirks. Also present was Superintendent/Principal Lucas Schroeder. Schroeder said enrollment for the district remains steady, with this year's numbers as kindergarten, 7 students, first grade, 5 students, second grade, 9 students, third grade, 7 students, fourth grade, 11 students, and fifth grade, 7 students. For the upper grades, the enrollment is sixth grade, 6, seventh grade, 6, eighth grade, 10, freshmen, 14, sophomores, 5, juniors, 7, and seniors, 7. Monday, August 17th was a Teacher Institute Day at Crescent City Grade School, and Schroeder informed the board of the full day of activities which took place. There were lots of meetings. The Student Handbook Committee, Threat Assessment, and Emergency Operations, in addition to other informative meetings. Tuesday, August 18th was the first day of school with an 11:30 a.m. dismissal. The rest of the day was used for school improvement planning. School doors open at 7 a.m. with breakfast served from 7:30 to 7:55. Students report to the classroom at 7:55 and the tardy bell rings at 8:05. The school day ends at 2:30 p.m. Friday, September 4th will be an early dismissal day, 11:30 a.m., no lunch served. The annual walkathon will take place that morning, and Jimmy John's truck will be on the grounds. There is no school the following Monday, September 7th, which is Labor Day. Per Schroeder's superintendent's report for building and grounds, the building is in great shape. As old playground equipment was removed, it is hoped to install new playground equipment this year or next. The transportation report is completed and has been submitted. For financials, the budget has begun, and for state and federal reporting, the Title II grant was approved. The board approved the following: minutes of the July 20th regular meeting, the treasurer's report dated July 31st, the payment of bills dated August 17th, the impressed fund and petty cash reports of July 31st, leaving closed minutes closed, destruction of audio tapes older than 18 months, the second reading of Press Plus Policy Update number 122, and the Cisna Park News to publish school notifications and publications. Approval was then given to the student handbook for fiscal year 27, a donation from the Mary Helen Roberts Trust for CCGS's Julie Dunn Library or vending machine, and a budget hearing set for 5:55 p.m. Monday, September 21st, which is just prior to the regular meeting. With no further business, the board adjourned. Iroquois Memorial Hospital honors Dr. Philip Zumwalt for 20 years of leadership service. Dateline, Watsika. Iroquois Memorial Hospital recognized Dr. Philip Zumwalt on Wednesday, July 29th, honoring his 20 years of dedicated service as a member of the hospital's Board of Trustees. During the board meeting, Dr. Zumwalt was presented with a commemorative plaque in appreciation of his leadership, commitment, and lasting impact on Iroquois Memorial Hospital and the communities it serves, according to information from the hospital. Dr. Zumwalt's connection to Iroquois Memorial Hospital began the day he was born there. It continued when he returned home in 1979 as a young physician and ultimately extended into decades of leadership helping shape the hospital's future. In October 2006, Dr. Zumwalt was appointed by a local circuit judge to complete the unexpired term of Dr. Razvi on the IMH Board of Trustees. He went on to serve additional terms, completing 20 years of dedicated board service. Throughout his tenure, Dr. Zumwalt provided thoughtful leadership and a unique perspective shaped by decades of caring for patients in rural Illinois. He served as an officer of both the Iroquois Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees and the Iroquois Memorial Hospital Foundation Board, and served as chairman of the board, Compliance, Safety, Risk, and Quality Committee. Dr. Zumwalt was also a member of the Board of Trustees during a significant period in the hospital's history, helping guide Iroquois Memorial Hospital through the transition to Critical Access Hospital, CAH status, an important milestone that strengthened the hospital's ability to continue providing local health care for future generations. Quote, Dr. Zumwalt's service to Iroquois Memorial Hospital has been extraordinary, said Rhonda Pence, chair of the Iroquois Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees. He has given this organization not only his time, but his wisdom, his experience, and his heart. Because he has served as both a physician and a board member, he understands our hospital from every perspective. The challenges we face, the importance of our mission, and the needs of the patients and families who depend on us. His leadership has helped strengthen our hospital and protect the future of local health care. Long before joining the Board of Trustees, Dr. Zumwalt built a distinguished career as a family physician at Iroquois Memorial Hospital. Born and raised in rural Iroquois County, he returned home after completing medical school at Southern Illinois University School of Medicine and his internship and residency training. During his medical career, Dr. Zumwalt became known for combining modern medicine with the values of the traditional family physician, taking time to listen, building trust, and treating every patient with compassion and respect. An important part of his practice was obstetrics. Dr. Zumwalt provided sole coverage for the IMH obstetrics department for 6 years and delivered approximately 3,000 babies at Iroquois Memorial Hospital, including three of his own children. For many families, Dr. Zumwalt was more than a physician. He was part of their family's story. He welcomed children into the world, watched them grow, and in many cases cared for multiple generations of the same families. Throughout his career, Dr. Zumwalt has remained deeply committed to rural health care and the health of his community. He served as chief of staff of the IMH medical staff 5 times, mentored future physicians through educational programs, and provided care to underserved patients through the Ford Iroquois Public Health Department. For several years, he has also served as president of the Iroquois County Board of Health, the governing board for the Iroquois County Public Health Department, and as medical director of the Iroquois County Mental Health Center. Despite the many accomplishments and honors throughout his career, those who know Dr. Zumwalt best describe him by his humility, kindness, and unwavering dedication to serving others. Dr. Zumwalt has always approached leadership the same way he approached medicine, by listening, caring, and doing what is right for the people he serves, said Mike Tilstra, CEO of Iroquois Memorial Hospital. His impact on Iroquois Memorial Hospital will continue for many years to come, and we are incredibly grateful for the 20 years he dedicated to helping guide our organization. His commitment to our patients, our employees, and our community represents the very best of rural health care. Some leaders leave behind decisions and documents. Others leave behind a legacy. Dr. Philip Zumwalt leaves behind a stronger hospital, a more resilient community, and generations of families who have benefited from his care and leadership. His journey began at Iroquois Memorial Hospital as one of its own newborns, continued as a physician during caring for thousands of patients, and extended into 2 decades of service helping shape the hospital's future. His legacy is a reminder that the greatest impact is measured not only by what we accomplish, but by the lives we touch and the future we help create. Iroquois County Republican Central Committee announces treasurer candidate. Following the decision of Kurt Albers to step down as Iroquois County Treasurer after the end of his current term, the Iroquois County Republican Central Committee conducted interviews to select a candidate to appear on the November general election ballot. According to information from the committee, after completing the interview process, current Iroquois County Board Vice Chair Jamie Lee Bakken was selected to be slated as the Republican candidate for Iroquois County Treasurer. Bakken currently serves as the general manager of WHPO and WIQI radio stations and as president of the Iroquois County Republican Women's Organization. If elected treasurer, Bakken plans to step down from these positions to devote her full attention to serving as county treasurer and spending time with her family. I am honored and grateful for the opportunity to continue serving the people of Iroquois County in this new capacity, Bakken said. I appreciate the trust placed in me by the Republican Central Committee and look forward to continuing to serve our county and its residents. Iroquois County Republican Central Committee would also like to thank all the other candidates who participated in the interview process and generously gave their time and consideration. In related business, the committee will also be seeking an individual to fill the Iroquois County Board District 3 vacancy. In addition, the committee is looking for qualified individuals interested in serving as precinct captains in more than a dozen townships throughout the county. The Iroquois County Republican Central Committee meets on the second Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. at the Crescent City Community Center. The organization works to promote civic engagement, raise awareness of upcoming elections and candidates, and support Republican candidates and activities throughout Iroquois County and local districts. The committee is also currently raising funds through a gun and meat raffle. For more information about the treasurer appointment, District 3 County Board vacancy, precinct captain opportunities or upcoming Republican activities, contact Chairman Lyle Behrens at behr89@protonmail.com. And there is a lovely picture here from the 2026 Iroquois County Fair. There is here the 2026 Little Miss Iroquois County. That is Cambry Kaufman. And there is 2026 Miss Iroquois County Fair Queen, Kennedy Kanoski. Also, we have the 2026 Iroquois County Fair Talent Show winners for the junior division, first place, Charity Kidwell and Olivia Hall, second place, Cora Roselius, and third place, Isaac Heaton. And then the senior division, first place, Aubrey Chandler, second place, Carrie Rossi, third place, Issa Pena. And I hope I can pronounce that correctly. Eastern Illinois Food Bank announces Iroquois County distribution. Dateline Iroquois County. Eastern Illinois Food Bank is distributing food to local families facing food insecurity. The Foodmobile will visit Iroquois County on September 17th to provide free groceries. It will be in the parking lot across from the Milford Post Office on West Avenue from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. September 17th. For a full schedule, Foodmobile, frequently asked questions, and more, visit their website at eifoodbank.org/help/mobile. The distribution is part of the Food Bank's Foodmobile program, a system of mobile food pantries designed to help bring nutritious food to rural or underserved areas. Updates regarding future food distributions can be found at the Food Bank's website at eifoodbank.org. Eastern Illinois Food Bank works to alleviate hunger in Eastern Illinois as the primary food source to a network of 200 food pantries, agencies, and other programs throughout its 21-county service area. Through these agencies, The food bank provides meals to more than 1.5 million people each year. Since 1983, EIF has led the fight against hunger and strengthened communities by providing food access, emergency relief, education, and advocacy to families in East Central Illinois. East EIF is a member of Feeding America, Feeding Illinois, the United Way of Coles County, and the United Way of Champaign County. For more information, visit their website at eifoodbank.org. Harold and Peggy Copas to celebrate 70th wedding anniversary. Harold and Peggy Copas of Crescent City will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary on August 26th, 2026. They were married on August 26, 1956, at Calvary Lutheran Church in Watsika. Kay Skates and Robert Carley served as the maid of honor and best man. The bridesmaids and groomsmen were Dorothy Jansen, Carol Creek, Eugene Copas, and Curtis Copas. Ushers were Dennis Rabe and Arthur Schlieff. And the flower girls and ring bearer were Mary Hersher, Kathy Hersher, and Dennis Hersher. Harold and Peggy have two children, Bob, Joanne Coppas, and Donna Moravec, three grandchildren, and five great-grandchildren. On August 29th, 2026, family and friends are invited to celebrate with Harold and Peggy at an open house at the Crescent City Community Center, 301 Main Street, from 2 to 5 p.m. They look forward to your presence and good wishes only. Iroquois Memorial Hospice ranks among top 8% nationally for patient satisfaction, Dateline Watsika. Iroquois Memorial Hospice is receiving exceptional marks from the patients and families it serves, ranking among the top 8% nationally in a recent patient satisfaction report. According to information from the hospital, the results come from the Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems Hospice Survey, administered by Strategic Healthcare Programs, Iroquois Memorial Hospice's survey vendor. Iroquois Memorial Hospice ranked in the 92nd percentile nationally based on its overall composite score. The report includes 45 completed surveys from April 2025 through March 2026 and compares Iroquois Memorial Hospice's results with state and national benchmarks. Iroquois Memorial Hospice earned an overall composite top box score of 93%, compared with 86% for both Illinois and the national benchmark. The program also received exceptional scores across individual measures of the patient and family experience, including 98% in treating family members with respect, 98% in providing emotional and spiritual support, 97% in honoring care preferences, 95% in overall rating of hospice care, 92% in providing hospice care training, 91% in getting timely care, 91% in getting help with symptoms, 91% in willingness to recommend hospice, 89% in hospice team communication. The results were especially strong in areas that are at the heart of hospice care. Every family surveyed said the hospice team treated their family member with dignity and respect, while 98% said the team cared about their family member. 96% said the hospice teams provided care that respected their family members' wishes, and 98% said the team made an effort to listen to what mattered most to them. These results mean a great deal to our team because they come directly from the people and families we have the privilege of caring for, said Mallory Redeker, RN, Clinical Coordinator for Iroquois Memorial Hospice. Hospice is about so much more than managing symptoms. It is about listening, honoring a person's wishes, and making sure patients and families know they are not going through this alone. Our team works hard to provide that kind of care every day, and it is incredibly rewarding to know that families feel the difference. The survey also reflects the importance of serving families during an emotional and difficult time. Families responding to the survey gave Iroquois Memorial Hospice high marks for the emotional, spiritual, and personal support they received from the hospice team. Mitch Haas, administrator of Iroquois Home Health and Hospice and director of Rehabilitation Services, said the results reflect the dedication of the entire hospice team. Hospice care is deeply personal, and it takes a special kind of team to do this work well. Haas said, "These results tell us that our team is doing more than providing excellent clinical care. They are listening to families, respecting their wishes, and being there when people need them most. We are very proud of the care our hospice team provides to the people in our communities." Written comments submitted by family members reinforce the survey results. Families described their experiences with Iroquois Memorial Hospice as excellent and said they felt like family. One family member described the Iroquois Memorial Hospice team as a godsend for the patient and family. Another family member wrote about the difficulty of accepting hospice care for a parent, but said the Iroquois Memorial Hospice staff made the process easier. The family expressed gratitude for each member of the team and for the kindness and respect shown throughout their loved one's final months. "These comments are probably the most meaningful part of the report," Redeker said. "When a family tells us they felt cared for, supported, and treated with kindness during one of the hardest times in their lives, that is what this work is all about." Iroquois Memorial Hospice provides end-of-life care and support to patients and families throughout the communities served by Iroquois Memorial Hospital. The hospice team works with patients, families, and caregivers to provide individualized care focused on comfort, dignity, and quality of life. Wauseka Police reports, on August 12th at 4:14 p.m., Wauseka Police were issued to the 500 block of West Walnut Street for an intoxicated subject. According to police reports, Heather J. Brewer, 29, of Wauseka, was arrested for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug equipment. Brewer was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On August 15th at 2:17 a.m., Wauseka police were dispatched to the 200 block of East Fairman Avenue for a disturbance. According to police reports, Tara R. Reed, of 47, of Wauseka, was arrested for criminal damage to state-supported property. Reed was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. On August 15th at 4:48 a.m., Wauseka police were dispatched to the 400 block of West Walnut Street for a disturbance. According to police reports, Tara R. Reed, 47, of Wauseka, was arrested for disorderly conduct. Reed was transported to the Iroquois County Jail without incident. This is Lincoln Ray, and I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Have a fabulous day.